In 2006, New York City police fired 50 bullets into a car carrying Sean Bell, an unarmed man celebrating his bachelor party at a strip club, and two companions. Bell was killed in the barrage and his two friends were wounded. In 1999, New York City police fired 41 shots at an unarmed immigrant named Amadou Diallo, killing him. Almost 100 shots over less than a decade. It turns out that those bullets in just two cases accounted for a fairly high percentage of the total number of bullets discharged from NYPD guns in the past decade. The police can account for every bullet, and now the police have given the public the information they need in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from the ACLU. The New York Police Department has made its reports about all the bullets fired between 96 and 2006 available to the public. John C. Serrar, a retired deputy inspector of the NYPD, former commander of firearms training, is with us. Hello. Shall I still call you Inspector Serrar?
Whatever you'd like, Mike.
Okay. So, Mr. Serrar, in 1996, the police fired 1,300 bullets. Cut to a decade later, that was more than half to 540. Of course, no stat should be considered in a vacuum, but what does that tell us?
It tells us that the restraint that the New York City Police Department is using is good. I can tell you that you quoted me something from 1996. I don't think a lot of people would realize that we've kept statistics on every shot that was a police officer fired since 1971.
Hmm.
And the amount of shots that were fired in 1971 was 810.
Okay. And so does that mean that...
I'm sorry, as far as the shooting incidents went.
Oh, there were 810 shooting incidents?
810 shooting incidents
in
1971, and only 126 in 2006. And the number of shots fired in 1971 was 2,113 compared to 540 in 2006. I think the numbers in and of themselves tell the story.
Now, because of societal trends and, to give credit, because of good police work, crime itself has dropped. So as crime drops, there would logically be fewer instances where the police would draw and fire their weapons. But has the number of shots dropped more than even the overall crime rate?
I think it has. Being the commanding officer of the firearms unit from 1985 to 1994, I kept these statistics, and I can tell you that the restraint that is being used is better even now than it was then and in those higher crime times.
Whenever a big trial happens, there's always a line of thought that says something like, you know, in the heat of battle, you can't hold policemen accountable, mistakes happen. But I thought your job, or I would figure your job, would be to try to prevent mistakes from happening. So even if that line gets said in a trial, how true is it that at a certain point, the police just have to say mistakes happen?
I think I can, we can lessen them and make them better, if you understand what I mean,
mm-hmm.
as far as it goes. But you're never going to stop it fully. Never. As long as we have human beings, who are not gods, split-second decisions sometimes lead to making a mistake.
You've been keeping the statistics since the 70s, you personally, for a number of those years. Do you think it's good that the public can now pore over them and learn from them?
I think so, because I think so far what's going out is all negative. You have one instance in 1996. You had an instance in 2006. And that's what's prevalent in the news. It's
right, 99 for Diallo, but yes,
I'm
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So
yes.
Do you think the Bell case and the Diallo case are just pure statistical aberrations?
I would like to think so. In statistics, yes. They're certainly tragedies, okay, but certainly as we all see that there was trials were conducted and those people were found not guilty.
Some of these statistics were known before they were released a couple days ago, and I read some of them to a woman named Dolores Jones Brown, who's a former prosecutor, who's now with the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. And I asked her, are the shootings, if you just look at how few shootings there have been and the number of shots fired going down, the very statistics we were talking about, I asked her, were the Bell case and the Diallo case just statistical aberrations? And this is part of her answer.
Well, it is still the case whether you want to look at statistics that indicate things are getting better. They should be getting better. We live in a modern time where there are all kinds of science that help govern criminal justice processes. the question still remains, do we sacrifice any individuals? And the notion is that these sacrifices recurrently occur in African-American communities or other communities of color. And I like the quote from the ending, the closing arguments for the prosecution, that we ask the police to risk their lives to protect ours, not to risk our lives to protect their own.
What do you think of Dolores Jones Brown's point that if large barrages of bullets are disproportionately affecting one community, the black community, that something wrong must be going on, and we should look at that?
Okay. In one answer to that, I will say that if you want to keep a statistic on how many minorities are being shot by police, I would have to tell you, what is the statistic on the amount of police that are being shot by minorities? What is the amount of shots that are being fired in the city of New York? What is the amount or ethnicity of the persons who are being arrested for felonies? What is the race or ethnicity of the persons that are being arrested for carrying guns? You must not look at one factor, which is the police, because the police are the friends of the community, not the enemy.
But if we could look at all these factors, wouldn't it be better? Because the reports for a couple years did have statistics on race, and now there are no statistics on race. The deputy chief, John Garish, said releasing details on race wouldn't be useful.
I don't think he said they wouldn't be useful, okay? They wouldn't be useful in this report, is what he said, basically because this report is used for training of police officers. We don't train to shoot at a color of a person. We train them to shoot at the color of a gun.
All right. John C. Serrar, who is a retired deputy inspector for the NYPD, and he used to command firearms training. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Mike.
Don't go away. Coming up next on the BPP, Speed Racer. Susan Sarandon stars in that movie as Speed's mother, and she stops by the BPP studios to talk about the film and many, many, many other things. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.